This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Abu Umam al-Bahili, and the theme of one of the general or main Islamic values, which is acceptance, rida, accepting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you in life. And I'm going to attempt to explain it from the different angles that it can be explained from, so that's clear, inshallah ta'ala, because it's sometimes misused. And many times when it's needed, it does not surface. Like when it's actually required, we fail to bring it forward. So I'm going to try and explain it. And the hadith tonight is very straightforward, meaning it's one that explains it really well, better than I can ever do it. And what he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, قال, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. So the hadith is Quds, hadith Qudsi, meaning Allah, the Prophet alayhi salam says, this is what Allah says, and it's not Qur'an, so it's not something to recite in prayer. It's rather a communication that the Prophet alayhi salam is offering us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِبْن آدَمَ إن صبرت واحتسبت عند الصدمة الأولى لم أرضى لك ثوابا دون الجنة. Said, O son of Adam, if you persevere and you accept your reward for the day of judgment, meaning you're willing to have whatever is going to be given to you on the day of judgment instead of in dunya, if you persevere at the time and you accept that this is an attest and that you'll be rewarded for it later. عند الصدمة الأولى, when you are first facing the calamity, when you first hear of the bad news, when you first run into the difficulty, when you are, you know, first shocked with the atrocity or the misfortune or the pain that will stick with you probably for the rest of your life, but when you first come in contact with this, if you show perseverance and you accept that your reward for this will be given to you on the day of judgment, لَمْ أَرْضَ لَكَ ثَوَابًا دُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. I do not accept for a reward to be given to you on the day of judgment except Jannah. I do not accept that anything will be given to you for this except Jannah. There's nothing less than that. If you are capable at the moment of difficulty and atrocity, and when you go through a misfortune or a calamity and you're hit by it, and the first thing, when you're first hit by it, you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in perseverance, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ أَنْ إِحْتِسَابٌ, and you say, Ya Allah, I accept, and I accept that I will get rewarded or be given something for it on the day of judgment. I know that my ajr is coming from you, meaning you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in complete acceptance, then He refuses for there to be any reward for you less than Jannah on the day of judgment. And that explains in a much better way than I could ever do what I mean, what we actually mean by acceptance or rida. This is what I'm trying to teach when it comes to rida. And this is the focus of it. This is where it should be practiced. This is how it should be practiced. It's when you are faced with something that you had no control over, you couldn't do anything about it. This is what yani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for you. This is the hand you were dealt at the moment. You tried your best. This is what you ended up with. You know, you did what you could at the time. You made some mistakes, some shortcomings on your side, whatever. But this is all you got. And you were given something, and maybe you didn't like it. Maybe it hurt you. Maybe you're being deprived of something you've always loved. You're losing something that you really want. At that moment, if you're able to perform sabr and ihtisab and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in acceptance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself will not accept anything for you except Jannah on the Day of Judgment as a reward. And may that live with you, inshallah, with all of us, yani, for the rest of our lives as we go through life, inshallah. I hope that's benefit for you.
يروي الإمام ابن ماجة في سنده بسند حسن عن أبي أمامة الباهلي رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول الله عز وجل ابن آدم إن صبرت واحتسبت عند الصدمة الأولى لم أرض لك ثوابا دون الجنة. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خير. بارك الله فيكم. 2 minutes and I'll start my